Well, despite a bounce back in merger and acquisition activity in the second half of 2020, Herbert Smith Freehills remains cautious, saying that many of last year's uncertainties hang in the air and would slightly weigh on activity this year. Joining me now to discuss some of the challenges in play is partner at the law firm, Rudolph Duplessis. Thanks so much, Rudolph, for your time this evening. So with 2020 wrapped up, talk us through how last year's uncertainty impacted M&A activity and how much of that actually filters through to this year.
Yes, I think 2019 started with a lot of uncertainty, and that was uncertainty even before the pandemic hit. When the pandemic and the lockdown and the lockdown restrictions and its impact, when that started, that certainly had an even more negative effect on M&A activity than what we had expected. But I think that initially meant that a lot of companies paused the M&A activity. But then people started to see that they could actually do transactions even during the lockdown. And I think that meant that after a while, there was a bit of resilience and people then started doing M&A transactions again. So if you look at the numbers, certainly the first half of 2020 was really slow, and there was a market decrease in M&A activity, but that picked up a bit towards the end of the year. What that will do in 2021, I think we'd have to that will remain to be seen. But I think that there certainly is a lot of that uncertainty and the second wave and the various other things that are happening, whether or not there would be access to vaccines in South Africa, all of that I think will have a negative impact. But there is some positive, I think there's some positive news as well, because people now know what the impact of the lockdown is and what they can do and can't do during the lockdown.
Absolutely. And, there's also this recognition that it really has become a scenario of do or die, and that M&A can be a tool of choice, as you've highlighted in your note, for effecting a rapid transformation of businesses to address the kind of shifts that are in play. Rudolph, is that realization more apparent in some sectors than others?
Yes, absolutely. I think that certainly the pandemic obviously hits certain industries much harder than others. And obviously the lockdown, the same, the restrictions, for example, on alcohol sales, that would definitely have an impact on the wine industry, for example. It would have an impact on the tourism industry. So certainly those industries are much more, those are much more hard hit by the pandemic. There are other sectors that obviously where there's innovation, for example, the IT sector, especially in Africa. I think that there are a number of smaller startup companies that do innovative things to deal with the effects of the lockdown and the pandemic. And I think those entities certainly would be, there's much more activity there. So I think certainly it depends on the sector. Some sectors are really positive, other sectors are much more negatively.
Rudolph, one assumes that what all this uncertainty has done is triggered a whole lot of deal disputes. So how much of that has been triggered, whether you're seeing buyers attempting to reprice given what valuations have done in the current operating climate, or buyers wishing to avoid deals altogether?
Yeah. Look, I think certainly a lot of people have paused transactions, but the pandemic has had a definite effect on transactions and how we do transactions. So a lot of people are looking to reprice their deals. A lot of transactions that we do now have some sort of an exit clause in relation to COVID and the effects of COVID. So people build that into the document. And certainly people look very closely in the due diligence phase at the impact of the pandemic and build all sorts of consequences into the agreements to deal with a negative effect on either the buyer or the seller or the target entity, in fact. So all of those things, I think, are having an effect on how we do transactions during the pandemic.
Well, something to watch as we progress through this year. Thanks so much, Rudolph, for your time this evening. That, of course, Rudolph Duplessis from Herbert Smith Freehills.